The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Vegas Falchuk, got Gene Clark coming, Luke Class, Gaelic Shockton, the show with me, Tom Comack, here as always on a Wednesday in the evening. The newer time, of course, of 7:25. It's just gone 7:25. Our thanks to Chris Ashmore there for the farming programme. And, well, he mentioned that that is his last farming programme before Christmas. This is our last GAA programme as well before Christmas. And I'd like to say I'm joined in studio by John Hearn, the St. Junan's player, former. So, well, I won't say former yet because he still played during this year. He had retired from senior football, but he, John Hearn, completed a unique record, I suppose, in Donegal club football, and probably one of the most celebrated players in club football, and decorated as well. I think it's 7. I know he disputes it, probably 8 senior championships, and championships at every age group from under 12 right up to under 21. And he completed that set. He had a senior reserve championship some years ago as well. And he completed that clean sweep with the senior C championship this year. John, first of all, a very good night to you.
Thanks very much, Tom. Great to be back here.
Yeah. And obviously, and now, of course, club chairman as well.
Tom took on the top job
there a couple of weeks ago at the AGM. I suppose Cahill Green had been there for a long time, and Cahill did great work, and they were looking for, you know, himself and Niall Doherty. Niall had done great work there as treasurer for the last 5 years. We had a big debt, Tom, and we got that cleared with the house draws, and, you know, we got great support from everyone around the county for that there. We had two massive successes with the house draws. So, you know, we got the development going again, Tom, with AstroTurf, and we got the debt cleared and got other bits and pieces done, the car park and shop and different things. So them guys had done their 5 years, and you couldn't ask any more of them. So they, you know, in fairness, they were looking out, and I was vice chairman for the last few years. So, you know, just time to step up. So looking forward to it. And Colin Dunn there, another, you know, man that's given great service on the pitch. Colin has come in now as treasurer, taking over from Niall. And, you know, Colin's an astute man. He's opened his own accountancy practice down the town, you know, and he's, you know, he's getting a handle on things now. So, you know, everyone has to do their bit, Tom, and it's time, you know. Not mad for the administration, but with a few ideas, and we want to keep the club pushing forward. And we've got great, you know, Charlie McAtee, I suppose, as the rock that the club is built on. He's the secretary there for
since 1983.
You know, for years. So, you know, Charlie just knows it inside out, and he keeps us right, and he, you know, he knows the rules in the administration. That's what's very important. You know, the secretary in any club, Tom, is the big job. So, you know, Charlie's keeping us right. But we've good, you know, we've a good club, Tom, and we've, you know, we're a big club, and, you know, we've a responsibility, Tom, and Letterkenny is, you know, the biggest town in Donegal and the big population. So we have a responsibility in St. Junan's to, you know, keep the GAA flourishing as much as possible. And, you know, it's good competition with us and the Gaels, and we have Glen Swilly coming in on top of us, and Termin are coming up here to the mountaintop now. They're getting a bit blurred with their boundaries. They'll have to have a meeting with them shortly. But that's all good crack, Tom. And, you know, as I say, we have a responsibility to try and keep the GAA flourishing as much as possible in the biggest town in Donegal.
Yeah, because you have hurling, you have camogie, you have ladies football, you have the full gamut.
We have the full thing, Tom, and even as you said, camogie there has come back in this last few years, and I suppose the last 20 years the hurling's got very, very strong. So, you know, big pressure on resources and on the pitches, and Vincent McGlynn out there is, you know, a thankless job trying to keep everyone happy with pitches and training. And then you have the money, Tom, of trying to run all these teams. But, you know, that's every club is the same, Tom. We've all got their challenges, so it's just a matter of everyone, you know, trying to keep the thing right.
Yeah, just because you have the biggest population in the county doesn't mean it's all plain sailing, obviously.
No, it's not, Tom. You know, we used to have Sean McEwen there, used to always say that, you know, and Raymond Blake, God rest him, you know, a small club in a big town. But I suppose that wasn't fair. But, you know, Tom, if you walk down the main street any day and maybe ask someone where's O'Donnell Park, there's a good chance a lot of them won't know where it is, you know what I mean? Or if you ask them what's the GAA club in Letterkenny, a lot of them won't know who it is. You know, you go to Kilcar or Gido or someone, they will know it. So that's always the challenge, Tom, but it's a challenge that we're up for, and we're always, you know, we're always putting our best foot forward. We can't complain, Tom, because we have got the population and we have got the numbers, so it's up to us, you know, to put the structures in place and get the kids out playing and try and make the most of it, coach them in the right way and develop more footballers, you know.
Yeah, is that a sign that it's going to be the suit rather than the tracksuit?
I would think so, Tom, you know, maybe.
You weren't tempted to go to management?
No, Tom, I wouldn't, no. As my wife doesn't think I'd be a good manager, Tom, I don't think I would fallout of too many too quick, you know, when it comes to the football side. That's what I think. We'll see, Tom. I'm on the rates and that's enough at the minute. But no, you know, I don't mind the administration. I have great passion for the club, Tom, and you want to see it moving on. And, you know, as I say, we have a good team around us. So please God, we'll keep the thing going in the right direction.
Yeah. As we said in the introduction, you won a senior C championship this year. It wasn't, I suppose, the greatest championship ever to win, but it completed a set. You have a unique record. I know you didn't win junior or intermediate, but you won all the rest, haven't you?
Well, I suppose we couldn't really play an intermediate or junior St. Junior's. But no, it's a kind of a... You know, Tom, when I stopped playing senior 2 years ago, you know, I wanted to play for the thirds because our reserve team was a young team and young players, and I didn't want to take up a place in that. And if the thirds were looking for someone to make up the numbers, I would gladly go out and play because I was still playing for the Masters and in good enough shape. But unfortunately, Tom, you can't go down two grades in 1 year. So once I stopped playing senior, I couldn't go straight to the thirds. So I had to take a year with the reserves, and I didn't really play with them, but I went back in after the Masters, and that was in 2018, and David O'Hurley's has come in for a bit of experience, and I got a few minutes in the county final against Glenties last year, and we won that there. So then this year I was eligible to play for the thirds, and, you know, listen, Tom, it was a good bit of crack. The lads that down there, they love their football too, and they give it everything. And you were at the final, I think, over in Convoy against McCool's. We had our work cut out. You know, we were going in as hot favourites, but McCool's had a stacked team that day. A lot of boys that didn't play earlier on the year, in fairness, they caught us on the hop, and we struggled for a long time, but we came Sharky there, another experienced man came through in the end and got a goal for us, so but yeah, over the line.
As we said, championships from under 12, 14, 16, 18, minor,
well,
under 21.
Well, I don't, in fairness, Tom, we didn't want an under 12.
No, we didn't.
No, I think Clochaneely were strong at that stage with Joseph Kelly, God rest him, was the man down there at that time, and they caught us maybe down Dunfanaghy. But after that day, you know, as I said, Raymond Blake, God rest him, Raymond was our manager on that, them great teams we had up the whole way up through with, you know, Kevin Weston and Brian Barney McDermott and Johnny Scanlon and Damien Daly and Paul O'Dowd, and all of them boys went on, you know, to backbone them great teams that we had in the, you know, the early 2000s and the 97 and 99 team, you know, that young team came through there. So I had great days, Tom. We had good success, you know.
Played against great footballers too.
Definitely, Tom, you know. You go right back to the early days playing with Charlie McGrew and Una Mack, and Leslie came back that time from, you know, from his time in 97. But, you know, when we were starting off, you were up against the great 92 Donegal players. You know, we had great battles with Niamh Columba, Glenn, and maybe 95, 96, 97, Tom. You know, we had the Hegartys and John Joe, and you had the McHughes, Martin, and Enda, and James, and the McSheens, and, you know, they were all going. And then you went to Kelly Bays with Manus and John Bann and the Cunninghams and all that. So they were the early days, Tom, when we, you know, when we were just coming through. So you had brilliant players. And then you went, you know, the next generation came along then when you were battling with Glenn Swilly and Glenties and, you know, all them great teams down through the years.
And of course, that team, as you mentioned, that young team that came through, that thing was brought together by Mickey Houston at senior. He started it.
Mickey came, we won three minors, Tom, in 93, 94, 95. So I would have been on the 93 and 94 team. And then boy, to Kevin Winston would have been he would have had three of them minors. And then Mickey took over 95, the senior team. And as I say, we got to seven. Now, people don't realise this, Tom, but in 1995 we bet Gidore in O'Donnell Park in the first round of the championship. You know, that was the first time we'd won a first round game in 7 years. Never mind get to a county final. To win a first round game in 7 years, that was 95. Niamh Columba bet us in a semi final then over in Balbuffet. 96, Niamh Columba bet us again in Donegal Town. Then 97, then we got the breakthrough of getting to the final and winning it. And then whatever happened afterwards, and Mickey was great them times. And 98 we got beat in the semi final. Then we came back in 99 to beat Ballyshannon again, and Mickey was there. So Mickey was great then. You know,
and then Charlie McGrew came in, wasn't it?
Brendan Kilcoyne came along, and Brendan was great too. And he stuck by us because we lost them two finals in 05, Glenties, and 06, Gidore, and then we got over the line against Glen Swilly in 07, and then Eamon O'Boyle came in, and we did the three in a row, 07, 08, and 09, and out. And then, you know, we came back and won it in 12. Suppose we're lucky to beat Glenties in 2012, and then we won it again in 2014 against Glen Swilly. But suppose when you see Glenties this year and Gidore last year, the one regret, Tom, we didn't do enough.
I was going to come to that, you know.
You know, actually, you could write a book, Tom, about it. You know, if you Brenda Venny would have different theories on it. And, you know, that we did come up against a great Clash McLean team a couple of times. You know, we were at our peak, I suppose, in 08 when we won the championship and we beat Clonoe up on Coal Island in the first round of Ulster. And we were really going well. And unfortunately, De Venny got injured right at the end of that game, broken ribs. And we played Clash McLean then in the semi-final in Enniskillen. And, you know, we had a lot of ball time in the first half and led them by a couple of points. But, you know, still maintain if Devaney had been on, he would have got a goal in the first half. They only beat us by a couple of points. Ross Worthy went through and had a great chance for a goal in the second half and hit Paul Herty's backside and went around the post, you know. And we, different wee things like that, Tom. But that would have been our best year. But unfortunately, we came up against the Clash McLean team.
What year was that?
08.
Yeah.
08. Then 09, we played Kilcoo up in Newry. And, you know, they were too good for us, and we probably should have, you know, we were experienced team and also at that stage. I think that was their first year. Mm. So, you know, just wee things like that. 2012, Tom Donegal won the All-Ireland, so we were out 7 weeks in a row. We won the championship on the Sunday and we were playing Clash McLean away in the Athletic Grounds the following Sunday, you know, and it just wasn't, we weren't a couple of nights celebrating and we weren't at that level. You know, we were too tired at that stage. I suppose then in 14, we got, we bet Ross Lea at home and then we got Oma and Derry, and it was a 50-50 game. We could have bet them, but we just didn't play well enough in the day, Tom, so you can't have any regrets. We weren't done out any time. It was just, you know, we never performed to the probably level, you know.
Mm. That's the voice of John Harn, of course, of St. Junan's, who is my special guest here tonight. And John collected a Senior C championship to add to his seven senior championships he had won at senior level. And of course, well, we were inadvertently saying that he had won one at under 12. Joe Kelly, the late Joe Kelly and Clonaghanely, obviously, put an end to that. Who was on that Clonaghanely team? Who would have been on it?
Big Neil.
Sean Paul Gallagher.
Sean Paul might have been too young. Big Neil Collins and Christopher Smith and, can I remember now, Tom? Yeah. Definitely, maybe some of the McFaddens, maybe Alan might have been a year too old. But I know they were, that Clonaghanely team,
they were very strong.
They were very strong. They were very strong at that age. Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, Hogan Cup with Jarlath.
Aye, Hogan Cup and
it's kind of lost in the records.
Aye, well, I was a sub one at Tom, and that's probably why I don't talk about it too much. I was maybe the first off. Kevin Winston from St. Junan's was corner forward. Aye, Tom, it was a great team. You know, we went boarding in Jarlath, and I suppose it's funny now because I started in Jarlath on the 1st of September 1989 with Parry Joyce and John Concannon and John Dibley, and the three of them now will be coming to O'Donnell Park on the 9th of February with a Galway senior team. And chairman. So it's funny the way things go. You know, you couldn't really script it, but that's, so they're coming back now up. So I'm looking forward to welcoming the three of them back up to O'Donnell Park. Mm-hmm. So, the Hogan Cup in 94, Tom, was a great team. Parry Joyce was captain and Michael Donnan was on it and Declan Meehan. So, Tom, them three won players of the year, you know, in their own year. One of them was 98. I think Declan Meehan might have got it in 2000 when Galway were beaten in the final replay by Kerry, and Donlan got it in 2001. You know, so they were a remarkable team. Tomás Meehan, an All-Ireland winner. Tommy Joyce was on it. Derek Riley from Corrifin. You know, brilliant, brilliant team. So, no shame being a sub on that team, I suppose. But no, it was great, Tommy. But, you know, in saying that, most of us repeated the leaving, so we were back in 95 and St. Pat's from Tuam, that, you know, the college across the road beat us in the Connacht final, and we had about 10 of the team from the year before. So just goes to show you, Derek.
That kind of was the start of the dominance of Jarlath, was it?
Well, they were always dominant, Tom, I suppose. Though they hadn't won a Hogan Cup from 84, which Leslie McGarrigan would have been on in 84, and they'd gotten St. Brendan's Killarney bet us in 92. My brother Eamon and Ronan Dillon from St. Junan's were both playing in 93 when St. Coleman's Newry bet us in Longford in the final. Jamie McMarrison would have been the star man of that team. So we'd lost two finals, and then lucky enough, we won it in 94. And then 95, we got beaten in the Connacht final, Tom, with a star sort of team. Derek Savage was the main man for St. Pat's Tuam on the other end that day. So, you know, you can never take anything for granted.
Yeah, yeah. So, of all the memories, and you have many great memories, what's the one that comes to mind most and brings a smile to your face?
Well, a smile to my face, Tom, when I look across from you, because there's probably there's probably three, you know. There's a bit of controversy about it, but Tom, I can never look past the first county final, you know, because, you know, we hadn't won it since 83, and it was a big thing for the team. And as people don't realise, you know, at that stage, Tom, it was all the Southwest. They were big. So when we won that championship in 97, Termon were behind us, Gidore were behind us, you know, Glenswally were behind us, St. Michael's. Everyone this side of the county was behind us because no team had won it since 83 St Junans, and it was all the South West. They were the strong team. So, you know, it was massive, Tom. That night in the Mount Errigal, who were our sponsors, was massive, like, and the celebrations were massive because we hadn't done it. And when we were underdogs and no one expected us to do it, so that was a big one. Suppose the next one, Tom.
I just remind people what was the problem. Then you lost it in the boardroom.
Well, I suppose the problem was, Tom, and you know, you have to look at it in a historic fashion that. Back then, players were going over and back to America all the time for work and immigration and different things. And Leslie McGilligan was living in New York at the time. So I remember, well, P.G. Hoey was the chairman, and P.G. Hoey landed out the training one day and said to Mickey Hoosh, you know, do you want to get Leslie back? And at that stage, as I said earlier, we had been beaten in two semi-finals by Neve Columba. You know, they were just too experienced for us, John Joe Doherty and the Higgerties, and that we were a young team. And Mickey Hoosh says, well, if he's going to help the team, we'll get him back. And so Leslie came back for that quarter-final, and we played Neve Columba over in Glenties. It was Ben Kilcoyne's first year with us too. He'd signed from Tubbercurry, so that was a big help. And we got over the line. Leslie was good that day. He was, you know, he was well fit for John Joe, and he was experienced in that there. So, in fairness, Neve Columba, you know, said, no, that's grand. Leslie's over and back. He's a St. Junius man. He played. Next, the semi-final then was a battle with Kilcare up in Donegal Town. And you think back, Tom, the crowds were massive. Like, they were massive. And I think Leslie took a quick free that day. He might have put it in the roof of the net, or he put the Venny through for a goal, something like that, and we won it. And, you know, in fairness, Kilcare said, you know, listen, Leslie, this or that. But no, he's a St. Junius man. We got beaten, and they, you know, that was it. And we got to the final. And there was rumours, Tom, that we were going to object, and they weren't going to object. But, you know, I think they thought they'd never get beat, you know. And we beat them by a point, 2-7 to 1-11. Brendan Devaney was very good that day, 1-7. That's when really Devaney broke onto the scene, because he was just a bit part player up. You know, he wasn't a star man at that stage, but he had a brilliant county final and we won. And Liam Brown, God rest him, was the referee, and Liam played 7 minutes injury time. I don't know where he just, you know, tried to keep Ballyshannon, give them a chance. But no, we held out, Tom, when we won it. And there were great scenes and great celebrations that day. So that was brilliant. I suppose the next one was 07.
But the problem was that Leslie had gone, rather than on a sanction, or I don't know if it was sanction, he went fully transferred.
Something like that, Tom. I was young at the time, if it was now, yeah, you know. Yeah, I would, yeah, but yeah. People, Una Mac there, and them boys would have Charlie McAtee, would, you know, and there was different angles to it, and should have been done and shouldn't have been done. And I don't know whether the rule was broken. Could have been a different rule and all that. But listen, Tom,
it was a long saga, wasn't it?
It was a long saga. It was better, you know. People say, well, you know, but you have, like, county championships, Tom, aren't thrown out willy nilly. So, you know, to win one and then for it to be taken off, you know, it left a bad taste in the club's mouth for a long time. But yeah, you get over that. And, you know, we came back 2 years later and bet Aru in 99 in the final. So I suppose that put it to bed a bit. But no, it was, you know, if you think now, if it happened nowadays with social media and that, the place would just erupt, there'd be meltdown over and back.
It probably helped in the long run, maybe strengthen your resolve.
It did, Tom, and gave us that bit of, you know, bite, and also the fact that we won. I mean, knew it, that we could win the county final, that we were good enough, you know. It got us over that hurdle. So I suppose in the long run it definitely did help us. It did us no harm. So that was that. And then I suppose I was captain, Tom, in 07. Ben Kilcoyne made me captain in 06, and we got beat Biggie Door, and that was my biggest regret ever, Tom, that county final. We were a cat. You know, I say we were bad. I think, you know, in fairness to Godot, they weren't much better than us. It was a poor, poor game. And they, you know, they got that Stephen Cassidy got that late goal, and James Gallagher kicked a few frees afterwards. And in fairness to James, he was missing them all day, but he got them at the end, you know, and they beat us by a point or two. But that was a massive disappointment because, you know, we were so bad on the day, Tom, you know. And then I suppose the other, so 07, then we beat Glenswilly. That was a highlight. It was captain that day, Tom. So it was, you know, great honour to captain your club to a county championship. And then I suppose when I look over at you there, see then 14, when I got man of the match in that county final, you know, it was great because just as it's great, you know, I was 38 at the time, and I suppose, well, 37, nearly 38. It was just, you know, on a personal level, it was, you know, nice to get man of the match. So I was delighted with that there, to win a county championship and get man of the match.
Yeah, that's John Harn. He's our special guest tonight on our last GAA programme before Christmas, and reflecting on a glorious club career. And of course, she played for Donegal as well at minor, under 21 and senior. Not to the great same success, though. He did have inter-county success this year with the Donegal Masters winning an All-Ireland and putting in a man of the match performance in the final. But still to come on the GAA programme here, we'll be joined shortly by Eamon Burns from Derry and John Lynch from Tyrone to reflect on their year, especially the year of 2019 in both Derry and in Tyrone.
The GAA program with Tom Comack. brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rash, Gajean Clark, and Luke Glasgill and a Shock on the show with me, Tom Cormack, here with you until 8 o'clock. My special guest in studio tonight is John Harn, of course, who has taken over as chairman of St. Julian's, as we've heard, and of course completed a unique championship experience. The seven-time senior championship winner completed his championship record with a senior C championship this year for St. Junan's. And we'll be joined shortly by John Lynch in Tyrone and Eamon Burns in Derry to reflect on their seasons and what their hopes and aspirations are for 2020. But first, wishing Cathal Magriúna all the best as he steps back from St. Junan's, and thank him for all his hard work. And good luck to John Harn. John has big boots to fill, and I'm sure John would agree with that indeed. And I would imagine Cathal will be leaning over his shoulder an odd time. Buikas mór le Cathal, é mór le John. Maihíobh Gulliar. So that's a text coming in to 086 60 25000. And if you want to text us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 60 25000. You're tuned to me, Tom Cormack, here on the GA programme here on Highland Radio. As I said, Eamon Burns is on the line here with us as well. Good night, Eamon.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, yeah, we got you now. And we also have got John Lynch in Tyrone as well. John, good night to you too.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom.
Well, starting with you, Eamon, you heard John Harn there on taking over as chairman of St. Junan's on the great year. Tell me, talk to me about Derry and Derry club football. Mahara Felt came through this year and won after quite a number of years.
Yeah, I did. I suppose before I start there, I'll just say, Tom, I enjoyed listening to John. He's had some career with St. Junan's, so he's gone all the way to chairman. Fair play to him. I enjoyed listening to his stories about at St. Giarlis, and you know, sure to forget all that about the Leslie McGilligan saga and all that. It all brought it back to me as well. So he's had some career. Listen, I enjoyed listening to that. But yeah, and Derry, Mahara Felt won out, Tom. It was I suppose them and Lane got the final this year. It was a new pairing, and Mahara Felt weren't really, you know, they came from nowhere really. They weren't really expected to win. Last year, Ian Cush took over the throne man, and he was, you know, known for a bit of a defensive style. They got a lot of criticism last year against Slaughtneil, but I must say, you know, but the final against Lane, they only won by a point, but they certainly deserved their victory. You know, they played really, really positive football, to be honest now. And but Lane are an up-and-coming team, and I'm sure they'll be back again. But I suppose everybody was expecting Slaughtneil to come through again, but no, Lane pipped them at the semi-final. So unfortunately, Mahara Felt didn't go any further, and that Kilcoo knocked them out. But I suppose Kilcoo very strong and very seasoned Ulster campaigners, Tom, you know.
Yeah, and of course, two dairymen involved with them. Mickey Moran works the Oracle again, this time with Kilcoo, and of course, Conrad Gilligan, he's lieutenant.
Yeah, there's actually three. There's another, apart from the two you mentioned, there's a club man of my own, Paul Devlin's involved as well, and a capacity with him too. So, no, Mickey's been around the block, and he's coached many's a county team, and he had great success with Slaughtneil. He won four in a row in Derry and two Ulster clubs. So, you know, this is his third Ulster club title with Kilcoo. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how far they go. I don't think they're expected to beat Ballyboden. Sort of, they're a bit of an aging team, but looking at them and watching the match on TV against Niamh Connell, you know, still a lot of pace in that team, so you know, I expect them to give it a rattle. So fair play to Mickey and to Conniff and to Paul. I think he just freshened the thing up and brought, you know, new ideas. Mickey's very steady, quiet man, doesn't say much. A tactician, technician. He was known when he coached us for Derry. He was known for, you know, great training drills and just get on with things very quietly. You know, he wasn't very loud, didn't say much. But he's a very, very astute, very, very shrewd man, Tom.
Yeah, and John Lynch, Trillig, coming through in Tyrone.
Yeah, Tom, again, just now, congratulations, John, and good luck to him and his role there, Chairman. Fair play to anybody that steps up and takes that on. It's a tough task. But, yeah, Trillig, Tom, I suppose they were sort of, you know, people would have had them as favourites, but as we know in Tyrone, Tom, it's always about, there's always six or seven teams, five or six teams anyway, at least, that it quite possibly could win the championship, depending on their draws and depending, I suppose, a wee bit of luck you might get. Like, I was there with Ireland a wee bit this year again, and we played Tullock, and, you know, really, Tullock were very lucky that day to get away with it. Last minute free at the end, Ireland missed it, and we had a chance of a goal that our man hit his own man with the ball, an open goal. So, you know, that's the luck you require, and go on. And so, like, in fairness, to like, they're a strong team, Tom. They're well drilled at the minute, and they've got great, you know, county players in there. There's 4 or 5 county lads in the team, and you've got that in your team, Tom, at a club level. You know, you're going to be hard to beat, and they were at the end of it all. Like, they beat Errol in the final, and it was kind of a non-contest, really, as far as it went. A lot of good players stepped up, you know, like the Matty, Richie Donnelly, and a young Brent Lee Brennan. Them boys all stepped up for Mark in the final, and they got over Errol very easily. So there was a bit expected of him, Tom. We were expecting someone to, but again, it was the controversial penalty that ended it for them, you know.
Failed another Tyrone team, failed in Ulster again.
I was there with you the day we watched the Rock getting beat by Bob Banton Cranna as well in the penalties. But look, we all have our own views on it, Tom, about that rule and routine. But look, at the end of the day, 5 men have penalties, and unfortunately, Tullock, from a counter point of view, you know, lost out on it. And I still think if they had maybe won that match, they might have. Although, I suppose, in hindsight, when you look at Matty, got injured that day, and he's a big player for them. And if they had him on to go forward, you know, through the championship, hopefully through the Ulster championship, they would have needed him. And he, unfortunately, done his hamstring very seriously that day. So I suppose at the end of the day, maybe as far as they might have got anyway. So, but look, it's a tough one. They won, Tom, and you know, and there's no guarantee that they'll be back next year. So I'm sure they're happy that they won the Stone Championship, but it'd be probably disappointing in the way they lost, you know, the first round.
Yeah. And what of Tyrone? What's the assessment of the year? How was it judged?
I suppose we've all our own ways of looking at it, Tom, but personally, if I was looking at it personally, and if somebody asked me what like you just did there, I can tell you that I would class Tyrone's year, Tom, as probably being, it was a negative year for us, Tom. We didn't have, like, if you look at the year before we got to an Ireland final, and en route, Tom, we beat Donegal in the Super 8. And if you look at it this year, Tom, we could beat in the semi-final against Kerry. Donegal gave us annihilation in the championship, at the early stage of the championship. So, to me, there was no progress as far as I'm concerned. Like, it was a disappointing year. Yes, we got to an Ireland semi-final. We got through the Super 8. But, Tom, it wasn't to me a very impressive way to do it. We beat Cork. We're lucky to beat Cork in the Super 8. We beat Roscommon. I was disappointed how we set ourselves up against the Dubs. You know, Mickey's a great man when it comes to winning McKenna Cups. Mickey will always say, well, we're out to win every match. But it seemed to me like that changed against Dublin. They didn't seem to want to win that match. And for me personally, that was a wrong choice, in my opinion. Like, you don't go out that way. Like, you're sending a wrong vibe and stuff. And, you know, I'm sure Kerry and the people at Kerry are looking on and thinking, well, look, they'd rather have us than the old. So, you know, them kind of things, I think, don't work in Gaelic football, Tom. And I was disappointed that we took that attitude. And I still think it came back to beat us in the semi-final against Kerry, really.
Tom, great show. Two legends of the game, and Big John and Eamon Burns. Best of luck to John as chairman, and hope Rory Gallagher brings good days back to Derry. Happy Christmas from Brian. And that's a great interview with John Harn, a good man. So those all have come in on 086 60 25,000. Unfortunately, time is catching up on us, Eamon Burns. But before we go, briefly, Derry, what was obviously promotion in the league? Obviously, that was a must. And we spoke about it at the start of the year. Lost to Tyrone in the first round and in Ulster, and then lost to Laois in the second round of the All-Ireland qualifiers.
It wasn't a great year. Yes, they expected to come out of Division 4, this year it'll be a tale. But I think they put it up to Tyrone up in Hilly Park for a good while. But you sort of were always, yes, we were at the edge of our seats with 10 minutes to go, but McCurry got the goal. But sort of you're always sort of expecting that to come, Tom. But you know, Derry's at a different level from Tyrone, and it's really important that you know, that new management's in place, and it's really important to try and get out of Division Three. You know, with the way the tiers are working this year, you don't get out. You know, unless you get promotion there, then you don't get a qualifier. By it. So it's important that. You know, Derry doesn't really want to be playing a B championship, let's be honest, like, you know, so it's important that we get promotion. We've got Cork and we've got Down and we've got Tipperary, teams that got there, so it's not going to be easy. But Gallagher's in there, Kiermin is a really good man there, Andy Muldoon's a good man. You know, they'll bring organisation. There's some good young players there coming through. You know, the Doherty boys are all in, the three boys from Glenor in there. Alex Doherty's a particular talent, you know. They've got a couple of Marfelt lads are brought in as well. Conor Cairns is in there, so we'll see very shortly what they're bringing to the table. So, yeah, it wasn't a brilliant year in 2019, but I suppose there's more to look forward to, Tom, in 2020.
Eamon Burns and John Lynch, thank you for joining us tonight, and happy Christmas to you and all in Derry and Tyrone.